At 7:30, Joanne Bowman and Dave Marza host a show about this Sunday's March to End the War with guests Reverend Leroy Haynes, a longtime community activist, and Max White of Amnesty International. At 9, on the third edition of DIY Portland, host Julie Sabatier will feature an interview with Carlette Jackley, who teaches self-defense techniques. You may need that for this weekend at Empower Women and People and the LGBT community to feel vulnerable to attack. At 9:30, it's Press Watch, hosted by Teresa Mitchell with the news you're not supposed to know. At 10, the terrific AM News, both editor and anchor, Carlos Chavez, hosts another edition of Chicanismo with a focus on Chicana feminism. At 10:30 on Art Focus, Julie Bernard speaks with Brian Sturath, executive director of Disjecta, a cutting-edge group dedicated to visual and performing arts. They'll discuss the group's efforts to acquire a historic Portland building for an art center. And be sure to join us at 11 this morning for Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
This is the community calendar for Thursday, March 16th. Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center will be holding a gallery night with Beverly Collins. This event begins at 6:45 p.m. tonight. That address is 5340 North Interstate in Portland. This exhibit is a highlight of Portland, Oregon's first Genocide Awareness Week, a call to conscience, a citywide effort to educate, learn, and share about genocide, past, present, and prevention. Beverly Collins paints the story of voiceless women of Darfur, Sudan, in the exhibit Women Betrayed, The Invisible Women of Darfur. Collins uses the exhibit as a tool to draw attention and awareness to the crisis. This event is sponsored by the Portland Coalition for Genocide Awareness. For more information on tonight's event, please call 503-488-5808, 503-488-5808. On Saturday, March 18th at 12 noon, Corvallis peace activists will host a march and rally in conjunction with the third anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. Chapter 132 of Veterans for Peace and a Corvallis group, Alternatives to War, will assemble participants at the Benton County Courthouse at 4th and Monroe in downtown Corvallis. The march will wind through downtown and return to the courthouse for a rally with music and speakers, including elected officials and families of service members killed in the Iraq War. All are welcome. The Veterans for Peace is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The Trails Club of Oregon will be holding a Savi Island hike to Warrior Rock this Saturday, March 18th. They will meet in the parking lot on the Savi Island side of the bridge to the island. This is a perfect hike for those who've never taken the time to visit Savi Island, a return to farmlands and a bird haven. They will hike from the end of the road on Savi Island to Warrior Rock at the foot of the island and then return. This hike is 7 miles long with almost no elevation gain. Dress for the weather, such as rain gear and boots if needed. For more information, contact group leader Merrill Hugo at 503-293-5102. That number again, 503-293-5102. Another reminder that there will be a rally and march to end the war this Sunday at the Waterfront Park north of the Morrison Bridge in downtown Portland. The gathering begins at 1:30 p.m. with the march starting at 2. The event ends at 4:30 p.m. and this is sponsored by the Peace and Justice Works, Portland Peaceful Response Coalition, and many others. For more information or to volunteer, please call 503-344-5078. That's 503-344-5078. You've been listening to the community calendar for Thursday, March 16th. This is Alicia Olson for KBOO. listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.
This spring, KB wants to connect you by offering you the opportunity to win your choice of a brand new desktop or laptop computer with a full year of internet service donated by Spirit One. Check your mailbox for the entry form to win KB's 2006 Spring Sweepstakes. It's free, it's easy, but you have to enter to win. The deadline for entry is Friday, March 24th at 5 p.m. The winner will be announced on air Saturday, March 25th at noon. If you haven't already received your entry form in the mail, please contact KBOO's membership department. Email membership@kboo.org or call 503-231-8032, extension 207.
Hi, Ralph Keyes here. In March of 1971, a new sound went out over the radio in Portland. The station was KBOO, and the sound was bluegrass music. Now we're inviting you to a party to help celebrate the 35th anniversary of Music from the True Vine, the longest-running bluegrass show on the West Coast. It's happening on Sunday, April 2nd, starting at 2 p.m. We're having music all day, a chili and cornbread feed, and we'll round out the evening with a swing dance. The KBOO Bluegrass DJs will share MC duties, so if you ever wanted to put a face to those familiar voices, this is your chance. Bands performing will include Jack Straw, Lee Highway, Greg Clark, Kid Mello and the Sleepy Eyed Johns, Little Joe, and the Flat Mountain Girls. A Northwest Fiddle Summit will feature some of the area's greatest fiddlers, and Portland's favorite Western band, The Buckles, will provide music for the evening swing dance. So come on out, 2 p.m. on Sunday, April 2nd at the Wonder Ballroom, 128 North Russell in Portland, for music, chili, dancing, and general celebration. I'll see you there.
Tickets are available at Pioneer Music, Artichoke Music, Wally's Music in Oregon City, at the KBOO office, the Wonder Ballroom box office, and all Ticketmaster outlets.
It's time for KBOO's Spring Membership Drive. If you're able to give a gift of at least $500, consider doubling your money by sponsoring a matching challenge pledge during the drive. You can offer to match every gift during the show of your choice up to the amount you choose. This is a great way to motivate others so we can reach our goal and wrap up the drive early. If you're interested, please contact KBOO's Membership Coordinator. You can email membership@kboo.org. or call 503-231-8032, extension 207.
Have you wanted to jump into the volunteer pool at KBOO but have never gotten around to it? Wait no longer. Volunteering during the membership drive is one of the best ways to get involved at the station. During the three-week drive, we need many volunteers to answer the phones to take pledges from our happy listeners, help with data entry, get on the mic and encourage happy listeners to become even happier members. There's something for everyone to do. Jumping into the drive is a great way to meet other volunteers and to get a good feel for life at KBOO. There are shifts available to meet any schedule. Don't delay. Call Ani, the volunteer coordinator, at 503-231-8032 at extension 213, or email her at volunteer@kboo.org, and dive on in.